Scientists and their supporters are gathering worldwide on Earth Day to march for science. Five are planned in Utah, including one with comments from a Nobel Prize winner. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Alex Purpura is a science and environmental educator. She's organized this poster-making party for Saturday's march. Multicolored markers convey her message.
So my sign is a very punny sign. It says CELL, C-E-L-L. A great science. And I'm
These marches won't be protests, organizers say. They will demystify scientists by showcasing how integral their work is to everyday life. Purpura points out they've brought us smartphones and safe medicines.
So scientists are part of our community and they help to make our lives better.
Up to 2,000 people are expected for the Salt Lake City March to the state capitol Saturday afternoon. Nobel winner Mario Capecchi has agreed to speak at a forum that follows. Ginger Tallman is a non-scientist behind events in Park City Saturday morning. She hopes the nonpartisan gatherings educate and energize the community.
I don't see it as a political march, but I also don't see science as political.
Some Utahns are even traveling to Washington, D.C. for the National March for Science. John Horrell is a professor of atmospheric science at the U. He says research funding and science data play crucial roles in our economy and well-being.
There's a number of folks that have decided that it's really important to raise awareness of some of the issues that are facing scientists in Utah and around the nation.
Marches are also planned in Logan, Moab, and St. George. Judy Faze, KUER News.